Python receives the five precepts. Upholding the precepts, Python bears the slashing. Having benefited from the Buddha's blood, we now take the precepts and repay the Buddha's grace. Shakyamuni Buddha, in one of his past lives, was born as a python that ate humans. However, once the python was in good circumstances, it took up the five precepts. One day, five hunters went up a mountain and saw this python coiled up, resting in the woods. Out of greed and wickedness, they slashed the python a couple of times with their knives, ruthlessly peeled off the python's skin, and brought it down the mountain for sale. Because the python was upholding the precept of not killing, it endured the pain and let the hunters peel off its skin. Otherwise, it wouldn't be easy for the hunters to harm it. All it would take was for the python to open its mouth and coil up its tail, and it could have easily swallowed the five people alive. With its skin peeled off, the python was bleeding profusely. This in turn attracted tens of thousands of ants to come to suck the python's blood. At that time, not only did the python not feel any anger, but it also did not want to hurt the hunters. It even vowed to first deliver the hunters when it attained Buddhahood. When the Buddha attained enlightenment, he first delivered the five bhikshus, including Ajnata Kundinya, the five hunters who killed the python and peeled off its skin. We, the sentient beings in the Saha world, were the ants that sucked the blood of the python at the time. We benefited from the Buddha's blood, and therefore have the blessings and circumstances to attain transcendence in this life. The Lotus Sutra says that throughout the great Chilyokosm, there isn't a spot, however infinitesimally small, where sentient beings do not receive giving from the Buddha. The fact that we are able to hear and practice the Buddha Dharma at all is because in the past, we received the blood that the Buddha selflessly gave away. When monastic practitioners cultivate in the temple, there will be people who come to protect and support them. This is all because of the Buddha's immeasurable meritorious virtues. If we do not know or show no gratitude after knowing this, then we are all being ungrateful. By telling you this, I am hoping that you all would make vows to diligently cultivate so as to escape from the cycle of birth and death this very life. Do not rest on this blessing and let time drift by. Otherwise, when retributions and bad karma manifest, the suffering will be unbearable.